When you hear the fanfare, that means it's time to go off to the movies with Madeline. Matt, quite a bit of action and drama in a movie that you've seen about a big motorcycle gang.
The Bike Rider. So this is based on a series of photographs that ended up in a book in the late 60s by Danny Lyon. And he took photos of a Midwest biker club called the Outlaws. And it kind of came this picture book, this chronicle of these years of this bike riding club that became more than a bike riding club as the years went on. It got into more criminal activities and whatnot. So in the movie, written and directed by Jeff Nichols. Now, he is a wonderful independent filmmaker. Mud with Matthew McConaughey was one of his movies. Take Shelter with Michael Shannon. And here he turns his attention to kind of that culture of motorcycle gangs, bike riding gangs. And so he calls them the Vandals in the movie. So it's a fictionalized account of the Outlaws. And I would say this is a good film, kind of in search of being a great film, and it doesn't get there. There's some interesting scenes. There's some interesting performances throughout. I like the first half of the movie a lot better than the second half, Ashley. I thought the second half kind of lost its dramatic push a little bit, and I'll get to that in a minute. It's told in kind of semi-documentary style. So Jodie Comer, English actress, plays Kathy, who ends up marrying Benny, who in the film is played by Austin Butler, who, of course, played Elvis a couple years ago. And in the movie, she kind of serves as our guide and narrator as the Mike Feist character, who's plays basically Danny Lyon, the guy who took the photos, made the interviews, chronicled this bike riding club.
Yeah.
So he interviews her in a couple different parts, first 1965, then 1973. So you know by the 1973 interviews, eventually something's going to come to a head with this biker gang. So Jodie Comer is really our guide. She, you know, marries Benny. She kind of tells the interviewer what happens with the gang and all these things that happen and how she views the gang. So she's our guide through the gang and how it gets formed. It's formed by Johnny, played by Tom Hardy, of course, big film star. And he's sort of the leader of the gang. And he seems to be kind of channeling Marlon Brando in The Wild One, I would say. In fact, there's a reference to that movie in the movie where he watches The Wild One on TV and gets the idea to form this gang.
Oh, wow.
Austin Butler, I swear, seems to be channeling James Dean and Elvis a little bit here. So they're both kind of getting into their performances, and they're all good. Hardy's really good. Jodie Comer kind of steals the movie as Kathy. But as I said, I think the first half is a little more interesting, Ashley, as they're kind of forming the club and kind of getting the rules. And I also wanted a little bit more as to why these guys join these clubs. They really don't. Nichols doesn't really get into that too much of the kind of the bonding and why they join and kind of this bromance love affair with Johnny and Benny in the movie. So I wanted a little bit more of that, but there's a lot of interesting scenes. There's a lot of foreshadowing. You can kind of tell how this is going to end up by the end of the movie. So I think it's worth a look, but I don't think it's quite what it was supposed to be. And I think the release was delayed for a while. This was supposed to come out last year. It did not come out last year. So you kind of wonder about that. But I thought it was a pretty solidly made film. I don't think it's going to replace Easy Rider or The Wild One as the key biker movies in American lore. But Hardy, you know, Hardy has just bucket loads of charisma on screen.
Yeah.
And he's you know, surly and tough and kind of runs the gang and offers people chances to challenge him to lead the gang. And that's a key part of the movie as well. So liked it. Didn't love it, but I do think it's worth a look. And, you know, it's good to look at the vintage motorcycles and kind of this gang culture and how bikers were perceived back then.
What is the accent in this film?
Now, who are you talking about?
I just only watched the trailer, but Tom Hardy's accent just sounded a little... It was harder for me to see him as a tough guy for the duration.
Oh, he's tough in the movie.
Yeah.
And he, you know, if you saw Warrior, where he bulked up for that MMA film he did, he's not a tall man, but he exudes confidence on screen. So his voice is, I'm not sure what he's going for. That tends to be his American accent voice, I can tell you from watching other films.
Okay.
Jodie Comer's character, a kind of sports this kind of Midwestern accent? Because the Bike Club is based in the Midwest. It's kind of Milwaukee, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio. And clearly, I think the Jodie Comer part, she clearly is from Wisconsin or Minnesota or somewhere like that, with this kind of
longer
Kristen Rudrud
kind of
accent she's sporting. But she's really good in the movie. And Butler, you know, like I said, I think he's kind of channeling James Dean here a little bit. But I did like it, and the person I went with really liked it more than I did. But some of the reviews are just really negative, and I don't see that at all. I think it's generally getting pretty good reviews. And it made $9 million at the box office. That's not too bad for a movie that's not a franchise. It's not really based on anything people are familiar with. So maybe it's the motorcycles that are getting people into theaters. $9 million isn't bad, especially when Inside Out 2 is dominating the box office right now.
Yeah, what's going on there? It's all anyone is talking about,
I did not see this coming. $355 million already, and its second weekend, it did $100 million. I mean, usually the second weekend, we see a drop-off. So clearly the word of mouth is strong on Inside Out 2. As you know, Ashley, I can kind of pick and review what I want to see, and as my kids have gotten older and they're not kids anymore, I've kind of stopped going to animated movies. Yeah. It's just not my thing.
No, but I'm hearing this from people who are solidly in their 30s and going to go see this.
This is becoming the box office hit of the year since Dune Part 2. So it must be well made. It's definitely kind of got the parents taking kids to it. And to do $100 million in the second weekend is just phenomenal. So Pixar is ecstatic right now because they needed a hit. They've had a couple, last two or three have not been huge hits for Pixar, so it's huge. I did not see it doing $355 million in the first 3 weeks.
Wow. We had a big loss in Hollywood, Donald Sutherland.
Boy, that was a big one. He's been a familiar actor to people since The Dirty Dozen way back when. Never even an Oscar nominee, but he got an honorary Oscar eventually. Very subtle actor. He was in a lot of big movies in the 70s like MASH and Clute, Don't Look Now, Day of the Locust, Ordinary People. He tended to underplay his parts. And sometimes when you underplay, you don't get Oscar nominations. But certainly a wonderful actor. I loved him in Clute, Ordinary People, very good. He got a really showy performance kind of later in his career in Backdraft and also in JFK, where he was allowed to really kind of do a character performance. So he was 88, big loss, Canadian actor. Of course, Kiefer is his son. I didn't know he was sick, so that was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Well, a little bit of Oscar trivia for you, going back to the theme of the movie, The Bike Riders here, and I'm sure this will be an easy one since you mentioned this in your review, one of the quintessential biker movies out there. Easy Rider did pick up a couple of nominations.
Jack Nicholson for Best Supporting Actor, and that's the movie that made him, Ashley. He stole that movie in a supporting part, and then he was a star after that. And then I believe the screenplay got a nomination as well.
Yeah, all right. We've been to the movies with Madeline.